From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Pine rockland is a rare type of forest ecosystem in South Florida. It's been diminished because of construction. But the rockland that remains is home to federally designated endangered and threatened animals and plants, including the Florida bonneted bat and the Bartram's scrub hair-streaked butterfly. WLRN's Kate Stein says that's why there's continued concern over plans for a development near Zoo Miami.
Outside of Everglades National Park, only about 2% of the original pine rockland forest remains in Miami-Dade County. The area under consideration for development is the biggest privately owned parcel left. The development would include retail space, 900 apartments, a school, and parking. Ram Realty Services has filed a habitat conservation plan to protect endangered animals and plants. The plan sets aside about 40% of the 138-acre development, plus 51 acres outside of it. Critics say that's not enough. A meeting of concerned citizens is scheduled for 7 p.m. Thursday at Tropical Audubon's Doc Thomas House in Miami. A public comment period on the developer's conservation plan ends Monday. I'm Kate Stein in Miami.
A South Florida drug treatment provider was sentenced to more than 27 years in prison on Wednesday for operating a multi-million-dollar healthcare fraud and sex trafficking scheme. 47-year-old Boynton Beach resident Kenneth Kenny Chapman previously pleaded guilty to the charges. U.S. District Judge Donald Middlebrooks heard statements from parents of children who suffered fatal and non-fatal overdoses before making the sentencing. Jennifer Flory's daughter, Allison, died from an overdose in one of Chapman's sober homes.
I think that he's going to be able to spend some time thinking about what he did, and he's going to be old when he gets out and not able to hurt anybody else.
Kenny Chapman's wife, Laura Chapman, was sentenced to 3 years in connection with the scheme. This is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez.